We don't want a hikah to be done openly, because maybe like the young, the men, the kohanim, will start looking at the ladies when they give them a hikah. So it's not tznius that the hikah should be given openly. That's how he says, it means that you have to give the hikah, elo b'medina b'galechas b'mokam tznua, v'la'ira parchekuna. For the Gemara Amalei, according to your svara, l'dvarecha, soita techiach, I bring you proof, we're not afraid about this. We're not afraid for the young kohanim to see this lady, even if she would have to take hekar openly. I bring you proof from the lach of a seita. The Yafibba over there by his seita, the pasuk says, v'hemidu l'fnei Hashem, that we have to bring the seita of the lady in front of Hashem means in the Yoyim Moed, and we uncover her hair there. So you see, we're not afraid that the kohanim will see her. V'loich ha'ashinon shem yizgaru bar pirchekuna. We're not afraid, maybe the young kohanim will see her. So vice versa, the kohanim, when they're doing this avodah, it's like a mitzvah, we're not afraid that they'll see the lady. So chur, maybe the nazir also should have a haircut done there openly. Samara says, no, there's a difference. Omalem, I'll answer you back. Zu kochelis ufaketas. A lady that's a nazir, when she comes to have a haircut, she's dressed up nicely. She has her makeup on, her eye paint on. So therefore, it's possible that Pirch HaKanim will look at her and have a Yetzara, therefore we don't want it to happen. We want her to take the haircut and Mokam Tzenua. But Zu, by his Soita, Eino Kechel Sopakethes. Over there, there's an Indian to make her look benivel, bizoyen. We make her, she doesn't wear any makeup on. And if I care, we make her look ugly over there, the Gemara says. So therefore, by his Soita, we're not afraid that the Pirch HaKuna would look at her. So the Mishnah. What do they do now after the haircut? So the kids of the Nozer took his haircut right by the place where they were cooking up the meat of the Korban Shlomim. Now, Hayanoitel Shar Roshoi. He would take the hair of his head, Nizroi, of the Nozer. U'mishalayach tachas hadud. And right away they would throw the hair under the pot where they're cooking up the meat of the Korban Shlomim. V'yim gilach b'medina. Let's say he took his haircut away in Yerushalayim. Not even in the base of Migdash. Loi hoye meshaleach tachas adud. Then there's no mitzvah. He doesn't have to vice they send his hair to be burnt under the fire, under the pot, where they're cooking up the shlamim. It is only if he did the mitzvah kitzurosoi in the base of Migdash, where they're cooking up the shlamim, so then you put your hair under the fire. But if the Nozer took his haircut outside of the Medina, then he does not have to send his hair to be burnt under the dud. When is this said that the hair is burnt under the pot of the Shlomim? Only when a Nazir finishes his regular Naziris of Taira, that he was a Nazir for 30 days, when he finishes it, his haircut, that's the halacha to take the hair and put it under the fire of the Korban Shlomim. But when a Nazir became Tomei, touched the mace, that the halacha is also, he has to wait 7 days to become Tor, and then he takes the haircut on the seventh day, is loy hoye meshaleach tachas adud. Even if the haircut was done in the Beis Hamikdash, still there's no inyan to burn it. You don't have to put it tachas adud. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir says, no, it depends. Hakil meshalchem tachas adud. He also knows you always have to send your hair that it should be burnt under the pot where the shlomim is being cooked up. Even if you took your haircut outside the Beis Hamikdash. But the only time not like that is if you're only a Nazir Tomei. When you're taking your haircut on the seventh day, and also the haircut is not in the Beis Hamikdash, it's outside in Yerushalayim, that's the only time you don't have to send your hair to be burnt under the pot. But Mashenkein, if you're a Nazir Tohor, or even if you're a Nazir Tomei, but you have your haircut done in the Beis Hamikdash, then there's this inyan that the hair should be sent and burnt under the dud, under the pot. And which pot by a Nazir? On a Nazir that's Tomei, does not have to bring a Shlomim. So Taisa says it means dud shall Oshem, Oshem Nazir. It means he has to put it under the pot of the Oshem Nazir. Tomei. V'chat t'soish v'tom akos nesin ashar tachat adud, ele v'tor. Could he put either one, either tachas to Oshem Nazir, or v'chat t'soish, either one. But the din of the dud, that's only by the Bosta Shlomim. But if you'll have to bring by Nazir Tomei to send his hair to be burnt, it can be burnt on any one of the Kabbalists. Yeah. The other Gemara says, it says, Noitel Sar Roish Nizri. He has to like take the hair of the nose's head. So Tana Rabbanan, learn like this, like after you take the haircut and you have the hair, V'yachakach Noitel Sar Roitiv. What you first have to do is pour some of the juice, some of the roitiv of this meat, where the shlom is being cooked up. In other words, they made the shchita of the korban shlom first. He made the shchita, the zrika, he made all the avoidas. Then the meat itself, you cook it up, the kohen's not eat it. And the juice, you have to take some juice out and pour some gravy, like some juice, on top of the head, on top of the hair. So, v'yachakach noiteles haroitiv. And he has to put it first on top of the hair. Because after he took his haircut, on the hair now that's off, that hair first you pour some gravy from the pot. And then you first take this hair and put it under the pot to be burnt. Under the pot is dud. The dud is the big pot that you're cooking up the meat of the korban shlamim. V'yim shilach tachas hadud shachatas v'yoshem yotza. But if at the end that he sent and burnt the hair under the pot of the korban chatas or the korban oshem is yotza. For at the gemara oshem benozet tor miyika. Like the chur, we're talking about a nozet tor. A nozet that's tor, when he finishes his naziris, there's no korban oshem. His three korbanos we had was the chatas, the oil, and the shlamim. Only a nozet tome brings an oshem. So what are you telling me now, tachas oshem? So my rov is says hochikama. This is what the Brisa means to say. The yinozer tomei, if the nozer was tomei, and he's taking his haircut on the seventh day, is mashleya tachas saduk shalotzum yotza. If he burns his hair under the pot from the korban ashram, he's yotza. This goes according to Reb Meir in the Mishnah, that says the tomei that has the haircut in the base of English also has an Indian to have it burnt under the pot. Which pot of the korban ashram? The Mar says we know animili. How do we know this? That how do we know, we just said in the Braitha, that after you take your haircut, before you burn your hair, you first have to pour some gravy on top of the hair. How do we know that? Omar Rava, Omar Kroa, the Pasuk says, Asher tachas zevach hashlamim. That it has to be the hair is under the zevach hashlamim. So it means to say, is mizivchoi yehei tachtov. From the zevach, from the juice of the korban, should be underneath it. So the kids, this is the limud, that you have to have some of the juice, the roitiv, on top of the hair. So Tay says, Mi yituva de zevach tashim nochi, tachas hashlamim yitay mizivchay. That from under the shlam you should put from the korban itself. That means some of the roitiv, some of the juice, should first be put on top of the hair, and then the hair you put under the pot to be burnt up. Vi yim shilach tachas saduk shachates yotza. That's what our Mishnah says, but let's say the nozir by mistake took his hair and they put it under the pot that they're cooking off the bosso of the chattis and he burnt it there, is Yotz's Yetzirah's mitzvah. My time, what's the reason? On Makro, the Pasuk says, Zevach, L'Rabbi Tesachatis. It says the word Zevach, an extra word Zevach, to be marbi even under the chattis is also good. V'yoshem, L'Rabbi Tesachatis V'yoshem. That the evidence if you put there under the korban chattis or under the korban oshem, it's also Yetzirah. Correct the Gemara, this word Zevach. V'afikta l'hai Zevach miroitiv. We already use this word Zevach to teach us that you have to have some of the juice, some of the gravy of the korban on the hair. So we use the word Zevach already. How do you know to be marba from the word Zevach even under the chattas, under the yoshim? So Gemara says, in Cain, if so, lay makro miroitiv hashlamim. If the Pasuk only means that you have to have some of the juice of the korban shlamim, let the Torah say clearly. Me right there from the juice of the korban shlamim, you should put on top of the hair. My zevach. Why does the pasuk only use the word zevach hashlamim? His shmamim, if it's a proof, l'rabba is to include even chatas v'yoshem. That if you put your hair under the korban chatas, under the korban oshem, you're also yotzei mitzvah. For the gemara, if so, v'yema kula l'chatas v'yoshem u'diyosa. Maybe the pasuk zevach hashlamim is only coming to teach us that b'di'evet, if he puts his hair under the fire of the chatas, so the yoshim is yaitza. But maybe there's no mitzvah to put the roitiv, to put some of the juice on top of the hair. How do we know from the word zevach, it means tein mizivchoy? How do we know that? So the Gemara says, in Cain, if so, leima shlomim v'zevach. If it meant to only say you could burn it under the chatas and the yashom, so it should have said, shlomim v'zevach. You're supposed to burn it under the carbon shlomim, and v'zevach, but the evidence you could do it on another carbon also. My zevach hashlomim. Why does it say the word zevach first? Ishmaminatati. From here I hear two things. Shmaminatati, that there's an inyan to take from the zevach hashlomim itself. From the roitiv itself, the juice itself of the carbon, should also first be put on top of the hair, and now you take this hair and put it under the dut. Chutz mitomei shegilah b'medina. So Rav Meir in the Mishnah says that the only exception there is to have the hair burnt is only if the nozir was tomei, and then he took his haircut on the seventh day, and the haircut was done outside the Beis HaMikdash b'medina in Yerushalayim. Why? Mifnei shesara nikvar, divrei Rabbi Meir. Because such hair, that the haircut of a tamei dikun nozir was done outside, there the mitzvah is to be burnt. The hair has to be burnt, and you don't send it to the Beis HaMikdash to be burnt. The mitzvah is to be buried. I mean, nikvar to be buried. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, tohoirim, if a nozir is tohor, whether he took his haircut, kan, v'kan, or yimashalchim, whether his haircut was in the Beis HaMikdash by the mokum of the korban shlamim, or even if the haircut was taken outside, still there's this mitzvah to send the hair into the Beis HaMikdash, that it should be burnt under the fire where they're cooking up the Korban Shlamim. Tameim, but let's say the nozir was Tamei, then he took his haircut on the seventh day, Kan v'kan l'hoyim mishalchin. That's from Yudhishita. That by a nozir Tamei, there's no mitzvah that the hair should be burnt, adarab, it should be buried. V'chachomim oim l'chom say, no. Regular hair of a nozir, you don't have to burn it under the pot of the Korban Shlamim. Chutz, the only time you have to, chutz min tor shebemigdash. B'vnei shenasa kemitzvasoi. Now this Indian to take the hair and burn it under the pot that you're burning up the Korban Shlamim, that's only if the whole mitzvah was done kemitzvasoi, the right way. The right way is to take the haircut right there in the Beis HaMikdash, near the makom where they're cooking up the Korban Shlamim. So if you took your haircut in the right place, then you have this mitzvah to have it sent and to burn it right there. But any time the haircut was done further away, it wasn't done mamish k'mitzvosoi, the Chum said there's no mitzvah then to send it to be burnt under the Korban Shlamim. So the next Mishnah. So what do they do now with the Korban Shlamim after the Shechita and the Zrika? They took the meat and put it into a pot and used to cook off the meat of the Shlamim. That's Mavashal Oy Sholkon. Sholkon means cooked it Yoysi Midai, be much more. So after the meat was cooked up very well, is HaKoyen Noiteles HaZeroya Bashela. The Koyen now takes out of the meat the Zeroya Bashela, the cooked up a shoulder. That's a new mitzvah by the Shlamim of this Korban Nozir, that the Kohen has the right to eat it. It belongs to the Kohen. It's also for Yisrael to eat it. That's called Zeroya Bashela. They take the whole zait, the whole meat was cooked up together, and after it was cooked up together, then they took out the Zeroya, they cut off the shoulder, that went to the Kohen. From here, the Gemara learns out of Chulun, the whole Yisrael of Vitab Roy Vashishim. Because here, Lamaisa, the locher is, this Zeroya belongs to the Kohen. And only a Kohen can eat it. A regular Yisrael can't eat the Zeroya. And still, when they cooked up the meat in this pot, they cooked up all the meat together with the Zeroya. Now, the rest of the meat of a Korban Shlamim, the Bailam is not eat. The owner could eat it. So, when the kasher is, how could the owner eat the meat? The Chura was cooked up in the same pot with the Zeroya that belongs to the Kohen, that only a Kohen could eat it. Since so, it should be Yosef Yisrael to eat it. So, here the Gemara learns out that the Yisrael of Chad Mishishim is bottle. That there was 60 times the amount of meat as there was in the Zeroya. So therefore, since she has 60 times the amount of meat as the Zeroya, we say it's Batal B'Rayif, it's Batal B'Shishim. Therefore, the rest of the meat did not get a tam of the Zeroya, so the rest of the meat the Yisrael could eat. But now the Kohen took out the Zeroya Bashayla, Mino Ayil, from the rim. Now the Chala, after he took out the Zeroya, he took out this cooked up shoulder, the chala matzachas, he took now one chala of a matzah, min asar from the basket, or rekik matzachas, he took also one rekik, a thin matzah. He took these two now, the noisein akafe hanazir, and he had to put these three things, the zroya, and these two matzahs on top of the hands, the palms of the nazir. Or menifin, and the nazir would pick it up, And then hutra nozel lishtos yayin. When after the nozel made this tenufa, that's when the nozel is allowed to drink the wine. And this was after his haircut, after they burnt the hair. This was the last thing they did. That they made the tenufa, that he had to pick up these three things. Ulitamal mason, and now he's allowed to be metamal mason. Now he finishes his isurim of nozel. Rabbi Shimon.